So let's walk through living a Christian life today as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord. When it comes to living a Christian life, where are we in Christ Jesus? See, are we still at the beginning? Are we still trying to determine if we'll follow God's word and His Son, Christ Jesus? Isn't it time to get real with God and real with ourselves? See, we can't be offended. We must examine ourselves to know what we are, what type of life we're living in Christ. Have we made progress in the Lord? Have we grown in the Lord? Have we become mature? Are we living a Christian life that pleases God? Many of us Christians are not living as true followers of Christ Jesus. Therefore, we're missing many of the blessings that comes from us growing as Christians, as we suffer as Christians, and as we mature as a Christian. Christianity is not a title, it's a lifestyle, it's a way of life with the Lord every day of our lives. So when we start walking by the Spirit, growing as the Spirit leads us, none of our words will fall to the ground, the Lord says. Others will know we're living a true Christian life as the Lord reveals Himself through His Word and Spirit, as we apply God's Word and ways to our lives. Growing up as a Christian is a process the Lord takes us through. It's where the Lord helps us to grow like a plant that's planted in a sinful field. We grow up and we develop into a beautiful jewel of God living to please Him. See, we were naked and bare. When the Lord passed by and He looked upon us and saw that we needed love. See, the Lord spread His garment over us and covered up our neck. See, the Lord came to us and spoke over our lives, and we became His. Many of us can remember that day when we had an encounter with the Lord and He helped us. He saved us. Christ called us to come and follow Him, to be one with Him. See, living as a Christian does not mean we won't get tired and weary. It does not mean we won't stumble and fall. It does mean our hope remains in the Lord and He renew our strength. We'll be able to soar on wings like an eagle, and we'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not be faint. See, as Christians, we believe in the one who supplies the seed, is the one who supplies the bread, and supplies the harvest of righteousness. And the Lord makes us rich in every way so we can be generous on every occasion, giving thanks to God. So we do not work to prove that we're a Christian to others. We work to show God that we are living a Christian life through obedience to His Son, Christ Jesus. We show we live as Christians by being generous and sharing with others, covering others in prayer. We're no longer infants in Christ. Nothing and no one should be able to cause us to be tossed back and forth like waves of the sea. False teachers should not be able to blow us here and there. See, those who are cunning and crafty should not be able to cause us to be deceived or distort God's truth. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 16. Living as a Christian means we take serious our walk with Christ. We're able to be a real friend of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 to 16 says, then we no longer will be infants, tossed back and forth by waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheme. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. That's living a Christian life. That's living for Christ. It's not, see, you're not, Lord, we're not living for ourselves anymore. We're now in Christ Jesus, and how you and I live has to be the way that Christ lives. We can't live any other way. See, living in this life of A Christian is not about what we get from God. It's about us living a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing Him in every way. It's about being able to do good work and growing in the knowledge of God. See, today living a Christian life is all about ourselves, how we feel and what we can get from God and others. So many who call themselves Christians are struggling in life, and much of it because we're not being strengthened by the Lord. We're not receiving the power and might, so we have endurance, patience, and joy. Although we call ourselves a Christian, we're not living to qualify ourselves for the prize. Growing and maturing as a Christian is about increase. It's not just about prosperity, but increasing God's love and knowledge. It's about increasing our faith. See, the church should be a place where we boast about God, a place where we learn to persevere and overcome. And those who say they live as a Christian, but they teach others to chase after prosperity, they're making God's people weak. Because we're not in Christ Jesus, we're not seeking the thing of God, we're not following God, we're following ourselves, and we're thinking that's what God is leading us. So we should take a lesson from Moses. He refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh. He chose to be mistreated rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Moses regarded disgrace for the sake of God greater value than the treasures of Egypt. He looked ahead to his reward in the Lord. We're looking for prosperity and pleasure in this life. This is not a Christian life. God has not called us into this kind of life. You and I need to wake up before it's too late. We need to live our life the way God has prescribed in His Word, not by something that you and I perceive God wants us to do. See, we have to work toward our calling to become a mature Christian. We can't get dragged here and there. We can't drag our old life along with us. We have to get rid of all deceit and envy and hypocrisy and slander. To live as a Christian, we have to crave spiritual milk so we can grow up in our salvation. We have to taste the Lord and see that He is good and want more of Him. See, Christ has been good to us and has shown Himself to us. We must come to live as we've been called. As Christians, we're still being carried away by sinful desires. See, if we're not careful, we're going to fall from our secure place. We know all scriptures. We know all the songs. We know all the moves. We don't live for Christ, though. We don't live the way He's called us. See, to be a Christian is to be a follower of Christ, not a follower of this world, not a follower of self, not a follower of prosperity, not a follower of greed, not a follower of fame. It's a follower of Christ Jesus, so it will please God. See, there has to be a clear sign that changes are taking place. That Christ has called us into a higher life and we haven't called ourselves into this. When you look at someone who say they're a Christian, do you see the things of Christ? Do you see the things of the world? Which one do you see in them? See, that's who they are, and we got to be careful. The Sadducees and Pharisees, when Christ met them, He said, your father is the devil because you follow after the things that the devil do. You and I got to be careful about our life as a Christian. Are we following Christ or are we following this world which the devil has control of? You and I got to look at ourselves. Living a Christian life is about climbing to the highest unreachable position that Christ has called you and I to. It's unreachable by our own strength. We need Christ. We need the power of God working in our lives to reach the place God has called us. In the beginning, God tried to draw us to Himself by lavishing upon mankind riches and wealth and prosperity. And instead of mankind growing in the Lord, we turned our backs on God. We sought the things of this world instead of the things of God. And the Lord removed Himself from our presence. He removed His Spirit, and He stopped blessing us. King David came to understand that if we continue to sin against God, He will uncover us and we will experience suffering in our lives. See, David loved the Lord. He knew what he was missing, so he called on the Lord, remembering what he had learned about God's everlasting statutes. David asked God to look upon his suffering and deliver him. not give him a breakthrough, but to deliver him. He asked the Lord to defend his cause, to redeem him. See, David knew he needed the Lord to preserve his life and preserve his life according to God's promises. What do we do when we suffer? Do we cry out to God? Do we talk to the devil? Do we blame God? See, we continue to show God that no matter how much he pours into us, we will forsake him. See, God needed a way to draw us into himself, so he sent his son into the world so we could be justified by faith and not just justified because we're God's people. It's through faith that we can have peace through God in Christ Jesus. God requires our faith to be tested, which takes us through some level of suffering. And God knows if we are able to grow our faith through suffering, it will produce perseverance, character, and hope in us. Our faith will produce hope, and God will pour into our hearts through his Spirit. The apostles of Christ Jesus did not understand the amount of suffering they were going to have to go to live as a Christian. You and I don't understand it either. We don't understand what the height that God has called us is going to cause us to have to suffer, to drop stuff off of us, to let go, to rethink and clear our mind of the things of this world and the things of Satan. See, Paul says that the apostles were put on display like someone who had been condemned. They were made to be a spectacle before the whole universe. See, those who call themselves apostles today are they living like an apostle of Christ Jesus, or are they living as an apostle of this world? Apostle of Satan. You and I got to be careful, man. We live in some dangerous times. See, the apostles of old were fools for Christ, but yet wise. They were weak, yet they were strong. They felt both honor and dishonor. They worked hard and were cursed, yet they were blessed. They were persecuted, yet they were endured. Do we see this type of living in those who call themselves apostles today? Or are they fake apostles? See, God is looking for evidence of our Christian life. Are we willing to suffer to be counted worthy of God's kingdom? Will we see suffering increase as Christians come under attack? To live as a Christian, we cannot be ashamed to testify about Christ Jesus. We cannot be ashamed if it means going to jail. We're going to have to come together and uphold the truth of God. After living as a Christian for a while, we forget what the Lord took us through. We forget the early days when we were touched by God. We forget the Lord. We taught us how to stand our ground and face the suffering. We're unwilling to be insulted and undergo persecution for God anymore. We think somehow we've moved past that into this realm of prosperity. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 33. See, we're only willing to suffer for a little while. But could God lead us back into suffering to test our Christian life, to test our faith? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 33 says, "Remember those early days after you had received the light, you stood your ground in great contests and faced the suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated." See, God knows what he's asking of us. When he asks us to live as a true Christian, it will be commendable if we're able to bear the pain of unjust suffering because our conscience remains clear before God. It will be commendable if we suffer for doing good and we endure. Christ suffered for us, being our example. Why in the world can we suffer for Christ and suffer for others? It's not about them paying us back. It's about what God's going to do for us. Because we suffered for the good of God, for following Christ Jesus, for doing what Christ did. You and I didn't repay Christ, but we're looking for others to repay us because we're just trying to be a follower of Christ Jesus. You and I got to get our mind right. We got to get our life as a Christian right. We cannot be surprised as a painful trial we suffer living as a Christian as though something strange has happened to us. when the Spirit rests upon us, we can rejoice if we participate in the suffering of Christ. If we're in suffering for Christ, we're blessed. Our suffering is nothing compared to what the Lord is going to reward us with. Living as a Christian has to be a great honor to us. You and I got to put living as a Christian and following Christ Jesus higher than any gold or silver, anything you and I could ever have, any house, any business. See, living as a Christian has to be a high standard for you and I. See, the Lord is making a way. We cannot live in the futility of our thinking. We cannot say we're living as a Christian and have hardness in our heart. We cannot live in ignorance and darkness and separated from God. We cannot say that we're living a Christian life and continue indulging all kind of impurity and lust. We cannot say we're living as a Christian, continue to be corrupted by the world and deceitful desires. Let's put our new self, the Lord says, created by God to live in true righteousness and holiness. It's a higher calling. It's a higher living. You and I got to be willing to go there, though. So we can't say we live as a Christian and our stomach is our God, our eyes is our God, our bodies is our God, our possessions are our God, our money is our God. We can't live that way and say we're a Christian. We must live as citizens of heaven and be a true friend of Christ Jesus. See, to live as a Christian means we have to learn how to live with plenty of. We got to be content with what we have or don't have. We have to learn to live when we're hungry and knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's endurance of our faith. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 to 13. It's hard to find Christians who would suffer for Christ these days. Nobody wants to suffer for the Lord. We just want God to bless us. We want the Lord to bless us every day. Lord, we don't want to suffer for you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 to 13 says, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. That's a Christian life. Living a Christian life means we are imitators of Christ. We come to the Lord, a living stone rejected by man, chosen by God. We become a living stone built on spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. God called us through Christ. But much of our hardness remained. We're unwilling to suffer for Christ. We're unwilling to suffer for our brothers and sisters. We just want Christ to accept us as we are without changing us. We have to be changed, which causes us to suffer. We must become born again. Become a living stone molded by God, shaped by the hands of God, able to live a Christian life even in this times we live in, even when all this proliferation of sin and lust and greed are all around us. We become a living stone. Can you see? See, we become a stone worthy of God's glory. Can you see what God is shaping us into? This is the life and that you and I live for Christ Jesus, for God the Father. So living as a Christian means we do not use our freedom covered by sinful life, as so many try to do today. To live as a Christian, we serve God with a willingness to suffer for the good of God's people. Living as a Christian is not easy. If it was, God would not need faithful vessels like you and I. We are called because in every generation, God needs vessels who can endure suffering and live as a follower of Christ Jesus to lead God's people, to be an example to God's people who are so lost. Glory to God. God has been calling us to become his people, for us to live a Christian life before him. Praise the Lord. Christ gave himself to be an example of how to live a Christian life in following God. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be true about how we're living as Christians. God has not changed. So even through this life, it's hard. Sin has greatly increased in this world. We cannot change our walk with Christ Jesus into something else and still think we're living as the Lord has called us. Living a Christian life is not easy, especially today. There are many forces coming against us, even within the church. We're living to serve God, the Father, and our Lord Christ Jesus. This can never be forgotten. We're living for God, not for ourselves, but not for no one else. God says we will see pain. We will see hunger. We will see sin. We will see the love of money. We will see greed in this world. We cannot allow these things to be a part of our life as we live a life for Christ Jesus. Sin is all around us. We must overcome. We must live in a way that glorifies God through Christ. I say it again. Living as a real Christian is not easy. But God has called us to something that is hard to do. But he makes a way. For it is through salvation and eternal life you and I receive joy of the Lord. We live a Christian life as imitators of Christ, so others can see how we walk upright before God, even today in the midst of all this mess. You and I can follow Christ Jesus. You and I can follow God's word. We can still do the things that God called us. We can still climb higher. We can still drop off all the sin. It's not impossible. God has made a way. He wants you and I to live a Christian life before him, an upright life before him, a righteous life before him. You and I can't live any other way and call ourselves a Christian. We won't have any hope into eternal life. We must do this God's way. We must live God's way, no matter how much suffering we have to go through, no matter how much we have to endure against other people. God has called you and I to a higher life in his son, Christ Jesus, and you and I can't change the way that call is. It's a sinless call, so you and I must overcome. It's a righteous call, so you and I must stay with God's word. It's a holiness call, so you and I must drop off everything that's not of God. So we can live right before God, and God will bless our lives and bless our families. And then we can share with others, and we'll be living a life worthy of our call, a life approved by God. May God bless you and guide you today. In Jesus' name, amen.